Soraya Martinez Ferrada and her Ensemble Montréal administration. It is a $7.7 billion budget, and it sees property taxes increase by 3.8% as spending rises by 5.4%. Municipal debt relief, homelessness, policing, and public security. These things account for much of the spending increase. Here is Mayor Soraya Martinez Ferrada speaking at the budget unveiling press conference.
The only way for us to have the capacity to dream and have those big projects that we want to do is we have to be responsible with our finances.
Municipal funding for transit also sees an increase of 6%, although active transportation is playing a much smaller role going forward. In particular, spending on Bixi, the company that oversees Montreal's bike sharing network, is being cut in half. Here is transit financing researcher Lancelot Rodrigue.
One other possibility would be that the prices would go up, which again would be harmful because one of the main advantages of Bixi is that it's cheap. But yeah, I think the most likely outcome would probably be like a slowdown of the expansion of the network.
Rodrigue says Bixi prices could go up as a result of the slash. He also tells the public to expect slower development on active transportation projects in general.
It's not as drastic of a change as many people that were pushing for more car investment were hoping for, but I would say it is still a reduction in investment. Like bike infrastructure investments are also going down, where even though they're maintaining funds for maintenance of the current system, there's going to be again a slowdown in growth.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam, and I'm so happy to be back. Oh my gosh, it's been so long. I was supposed to be back last week, but Air Canada had other plans. So, Happy New Year to everyone. I hope that everyone has had a very restful holiday winter season, no matter what you do, if you're either off school, if you're not in school anymore, if you're just working. Yeah. I've got some fun tunes today. A mix of new releases, a mix of things that people introduced to me when I was home for the holidays, and some bands or a band that I saw back home. It was really good. Let's just get started. Let's get right into it. So first up, we've got Riding With My Girls by Die Spitz. I was super late to this album, but it's so good. And I listened to it a lot, right before I left. Yeah, very addictive, great stuff. Like music I've been looking for my whole life. And after that, we've got Chaotic Evil by Mean Bikini. These guys, I saw them back in Nanaimo when I was home. And oh boy, the show is so good, and they're so good. They've been going for 5 years now, mind-blowing show, and they're from Cumberland, which is the mountain biking town on Vancouver Island, which is so funny, and they're very physical. It's great stuff. And then after that, we've got Middle-Aged Humanoid, the new Viagra Boys song from the extended Japanese release that they just put out. So we're gonna get started right away. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm so happy to be back. Oh my gosh.
We'll be right back. get so scared. What was I doing late last night in the forest outside my house? What if I'm the pictured ape man that the locals talk about? Chimpanzees don't look like that. It's gotta be something else. There's a shrine up on the hill back there with empty almond jewel shells. I woke up at 4 a.m. on my neighbor's front lawn, covered in blood and jelly, and my teeth had grown real long. I got scared and ran away, and I don't know what I done, but I no longer hear the barks of my neighbor's little dog. When I look in the mirror, sometimes I feel so scared. Things I say at parties make me seem mentally impaired. Chimpanzees don't look like that. It's gotta be something else. There's a shrine up on the hill back there with empty almond dough shells. What if it's the same thing that's been pissing on my front door? What if it's an overweight and middle-aged humanoid? Middle-aged humanoid! No! In the forest outside my house, covered in raccoon blood and rat fur in my mouth. I'm the one that's creeping around and stealing people's cats. I use them in a ritual up on the hill out back.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
CJLO, the big sound in the big town. Ooh. 1690 on that AM dial, far to the right on that dial, far to the left in your heart.
Hello, hello, hello. That was before the break. We had Middle-Aged Humanoid by Viagra Boys. I loved that album from this year, and I'd love to hear more of it. Before that, we had Chaotic Evil by Mean Bikini. They're a band from Cumberland, Vancouver Island, close to where I'm from. I saw them live while at home at the Globe Live Studios. It's so funny, like, that venue, like, it's gone, like, on such a transformation, and it's really great now. But I remember being there a couple of years ago, and I was like, ooh. But anyways, love to see it. Love to see local venues get, like, a facelift or whatever. And before that, we had Riding With My Girls by Die Spitz. Really good stuff. I realize that all the songs this week have, like, really good bass lines, like you're going to see the rest of the show. So that's the theme for this week. It's great bass lines. I'm totally not biased in any way at all. All right. Yeah, after that, we've got Stockholm Syndrome Part 2 by You Say Party, We Say Die. These guys are from the interior in BC, and my friend Harmony put them on to me. Or put me onto them. What? Anyways, shout out Harmony. It was great to see her when she was back. I love seeing all my friends when I go home to visit. It's really such a treat, and like doing random things in town that are like super different than what I do in Montreal. So it was a great time. I was there too long, but it was a great time. After that, we've got Teeth by Speed of Light, which I've like, they've had one song I've been listening to since like 2020 because I saw it on like TikTok or something, but it's actually, they're pretty good. And I think they're really young. They're like younger than me. So I'm totally not mad about that at all. And after that, we've got Glow by Sweet Pill, a new song by Sweet Pill. I've played them on the show before, and this album I'm pretty excited to listen to, and the album cover is really cool. It's all their album artwork is like hand-painted and super rad. But anyways, oh my god, wait, I forgot. Okay, no, that's not the next song we're going to play. The next song we're going to play is Woke Up Screaming by DOA. Oh my gosh, sorry. They're an old Canadian band from the 70s. And I actually saw a clip of them on social media and I was like, oh shit. Oop. I mean, oh shoot. How the heck did I not know that this existed? I didn't know. Anyways, Woke Up Screaming, DOA is next. Oh my god.
Oh,
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM. The show is Brave Little Emo Girl, and the host is me, Sonam. You just heard Teeth by Speed of Light. I think they're from LA, and really good. I love her voice. I love the like kind of inflection she has. It's kind of a little bit Valley Girl in a way, and I really appreciate that. Before that, we had Stockholm Syndrome Part 2 by You Say Party, We Say Die. They're from Abbotsford, which is crazy. And they kind of remind me of like a little bit of like Metric, a little kind of like post-punk in a way. Yeah, great stuff. The album that the song is really from is really good, and it's really short. It's like half an hour, so you have no reason not to listen to it unless you don't like it, and that's okay. And before that, we had Woke Up Screaming by DOA. This is like, yeah, older, like 70s Canadian punk. The clip I saw of them, it was like, this is the first ever band to use the word hardcore, which I don't think is true. I think they're from Vancouver or the area, you know. It's good stuff. I like that album too. I've been in like, this whole episode is kind of like a little heavier, a little punk, but it's gonna lighten up near the end. Yeah, and oh my gosh, I went to a great show last night, and shout out if you were there at Casa del Popolo. We had I Love You Dearly, Roxanne Izzo, and we were supposed to have Local Weatherman, but they're from New York, and they got stopped at the border, and that really sucked, but Hearts of Palm played, and man, it's such good stuff. Every time I go see live music, I'm like, right, this is why I do this. This is like the most inspiring thing ever. And so go see a show in January, if you haven't already. It's good for you. It'll make you feel better, I promise. It'll make you feel better. It's not that bad. It's not that cold out. It's gonna get next week, it's supposed to be minus 20, like on Sunday. We'll see if I show up. I think I will. I'm committed, but oh God. Anyways, up next we have Glow by Sweet Pill, the song I described earlier, a new song from this band. And after that, we've got Death Spiral by Tiger Really, a new song from them, and they're from Vancouver. And I think there's a lot of the artists on here are like, these are singles that have been released, and that means new music, new albums. Ooh, I'm so excited. I'm going to really think about my albums for this year. It's going to be at the end of the year list. But yeah, that's exciting. And then after that, we've got Can't Peter the Panhandle by Astrology Girl. And they're an emo collective, I think, from Alberta. And like, I'm very, very into that. Definitely going to listen to them more. And the album cover is great. Yeah, let's get it going. Let's not delay any longer. I might even be on time today at the show. I might be on time. I might not go over, and I might have time to talk more. That's crazy. That never happens. New year, new me, guys. Oh my goodness. That's wow. Wow.
We'll be right back.
that was Can't Peter the Panhandle by Astrology Girl, emo collective from Alberta. I didn't say what city, but then maybe it's a small town and then you know it's good. And then before that we had Death Spiral by Tiger Lily. I am very excited for this new album of theirs to come out. I'm probably going to play it on repeat because it's that good CanCon emo. Let's go. And then before that we had Glow by Sweet Pill. I really like this band. I'm very excited for this another also upcoming album. Wow. Getting fed real good here. And anytime there's any like kind of like shoegaze elements or like what it's slowcore or whatever, I don't really know what that means, but like, oh, that's I'm so into that, man. I love that. Really gets me going. What was I gonna say? I don't even know. Yeah, last night's show was really good. And this is exciting. I've been like talking on this show for months now about how I need a planner, and I finally got one. And it's really nice. I went to a bookstore with my mother and she bought it for me. It was on sale. It's one of those nice, like, what is it? What is it called? The paper blanks. And it's so cute and fun. And it has like this little tiny attached like address book that like you can put like people's phone numbers and their social medias in. And I've been carrying this thing around everywhere I go. I'm no longer going to forget about anything. I'm going to be so on top of everything. It's so fun. It's beautiful. It's shiny. I love good book stuff. Oh my gosh. Take me to a bookstore and I'm like going absolutely wild. It's really a problem. Oh, but it's okay. It's fine. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I hope that everyone who is in school right now is enjoying their classes and is like looking forward to them. I know I'm going to have a great time. I've got so many projects and I'm doing this like the women's literature class, like female writers of the 20th century. And I have to read 6 books in 12 weeks, which I've never done before, but it's going good. And then I have an excuse to buy 6 books, which makes me so happy. I'm going to go to Encore after this and try and find the other books that I need. Shout out Encore on Sherbrooke, real close to the station. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Probably my favorite bookstore in the city. They have a huge collection and like so many classics, so much literature. And they're also a record store. So you better go. And they're really close to like Villa Maria and Vendome. It's like a 15-minute walk from there. I want to work there so badly, but like all the cool places that people work at, they're never hiring because it's a cool place to work. And I'm so mad. If anyone knows any cool places that are hiring, please let me know. Please. It's my dream to like just work at a bookstore, a record store. I would be so good at it. Please. Anyways, we're going to go for an ad break. And then after that, we've got our last 3 songs of the episode. There's I Know Where Mark Chen Lives, one of the new Joyce Manor songs from an upcoming album. Wow, what a treat. And then after that, we've got At All by Status Non-Status. Love. I'm very excited. I hope they put out more music. I hope they put out a new album. That would be awesome. And then our last song for today is Texas Rangers by Psychedelic Porn Crumpets from their second album of 2025, Pogo Rodeo. I listened to this on the plane and I was getting way too hyped. It's really great. I love Australian psych rock. I've said this before, but if I wasn't going to do an emo show, I was going to do a King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard show because that is all I listened to in grade 10. And they're still the absolute faves. But first up, we've got a break and then we'll do our last 3 songs of the episode.
Hello presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come on out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. The first Big M Show is coming up on January 25th at 7 p.m. So get your tickets now to The Big M Show at mylandimprov.ca.
You talked to me about like kind of something regional and like about new people who are making music, like local music that's exciting.
I've been really digging hard on internet to find cool, weird music that would make me excited again.
The interesting fact about this particular version I have is from a tape single with two demo versions of Land and Bates, and there's only 15 copies, and I happen to have one of them, so you heard something pretty rare.
Tune in to Mirror Journal Tuesdays at 11 a.m., where every week we feature a guest mix from a local artist featuring ambient, electronic, and avant-garde music, only on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
And it was just like a total labor of love. I think that there's just so much exciting stuff happening, and it makes me happy to be able to share it.
Bye.
That was Texas Rangers, the last song for today, for today's episode. I just want to say thank you all so much for listening to me talk and play some tunes. This has been Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM. You can follow me on Instagram. I always take requests, always take new music, CanCon music, music you like, music you want to hear, music you absolutely hate, whatever you want, share it with me. Would love to hear it. Or let me know if you have any like special episode requests. If you're like, oh, I really want you to play like early 2000s Montreal indie. Oh my gosh, that would be a good episode idea. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I love you. Take care of yourself. Go outside while it's sunny. Even if it's cold, just go outside. Go for a 10-minute walk. You'll be fine. Thank you for listening. I swear I
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Hands off Venezuela, death to American imperialism. These were some of the slogans being chanted outside of the U.S. Embassy, downtown Montreal, over the weekend.